Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, truly being involved, being engaged, being part of. You know, it's so wonderful today to be involved in all this because the story's coming out minute by minute by minute by minute. Some of you have been following the Representative Katie Hill story out of the 25th Congressional District in California. It just gets better and better and better and better and better. And then, you know, I've said from day one, it's really funny because people think I just want to beat on her. This is not the truth. It's not what's being done. You know, it's what they're doing, frankly, for all intents and purposes. But if she had just come out, now, see, they denied, and this is what they do all the time. They deny, 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 deny. Right? And then a couple days later, when they see that there's more information, they then start saying, well, okay, I had a relationship with one of the incidents is true, right? Now, I have to sit there and think sometimes, are these people for real? Because if you try to figure this out on your own, right, you have to sit there and say, all right, they have this information, right? This is Katie's team talking about the stories that are being posted. So they obviously, this other group obviously has some information. The other group keeps referring to that they have seen. So if they have seen, that must mean that they have other info, right? I mean, makes sense to me. So let's not continue to deny it. Let's wrap our arms around it. Let's apologize and move on. But nobody said that to the poor woman. Right? I mean, think about it. Nobody said that to her. They let her hang. And then she gets out there after denying everything. As we said, deny, 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 deny. Right? And she's got to come back, a third time? She came back today again for a third time, and she said, you know, this is what happened. I am sorry. This is just craziness. I don't know, you know, and for me, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say for them or say to them or say with them, whatever it is. But I would fire that communications person in a heartbeat. Because she had to come out, she had to come out and say that she did have the relation. Not my headache, though. This is all on them. This is all on the ones that love to lie. They don't have to do this. I say it to my own team. I say it to my own side, what I jokingly refer to as our own tribe. There's no reason in the world, especially once they got you, how does this change? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Rachel Maddow. I know some of you just threw up in your mouth a little bit. But Rachel has decided that this is all a sham. It's just one big sham that they're trying to catch us. Listen to her go on a bit of a diatribe here. before we get to here. Come on, Rachel. Say something to us. I can't stand it. I hate computers. Anyway, we'll give it a shot again. She was just railing on the fact that this is nothing more than a scam.
We'll start right out of the gate tonight with some breaking news that has just come in from the New York Times. This is the news that, honestly, we've been sort of expecting for some time, or thinking that if things got really bad, it might come to this.
Well, if you've been thinking about it and you thought it was coming, why weren't you talking about it and saying we can expect to see, and this is what's going to happen, and this is what they're going to do, and this is what they're going to try to throw at us? You know why you didn't? Because you didn't have a clue.
As of tonight, according to the New York Times, it has come to this. As you can see, this is the headline just posted at the Times. Justice Department is said to open criminal inquiry into its own Russia investigation. And I'll quote to you from the article, again, this just posted tonight. Quote, President Trump has repeatedly attacked the Russia investigation, portraying it as a hoax and illegal, even months after the special counsel closed it. Now, Mr. Trump's own Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into how it all began.
Yeah, so? He should. He should investigate the investigators, especially when you see that this foul play, that they didn't use proper information. They didn't vet the investigation properly. And with all the facts we have that they refuse to talk about, they refuse to agree. We should. And we should embarrass the crud out of them. I really, truly wish that President Trump would just declassify all that information, go all the way back, go all the way back to the email server. Matter of fact, one better, go all the way back to Benghazi, okay? Let's just go ahead, declassify it all, put it out there, investigate, because once you find out that these guys have lied now, what else have they lied about? Who else have they covered up for? Right, General Flynn's attorney has come out now and said, hey, look, I got proof in my hand. I got proof that they railroaded my client. They railroaded Flynn. You know what? They should go to jail for that. They ruined a man's life. They about broke a man's bank. They should go to jail for that. They have way too much power. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Xander Gibb joins me after the break, and I'm sure he's going to want to hear from you, too. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Double Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with. Okay, the guy that you've been waiting for. Okay, I know that I'm kind of like secondary usually on these nights. Xavier Gibb joins me. You know who he is? All right, it's a favorite time of the week. It kind of tells you what's going on. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and helps us kick off. I got to do one of those party songs. What's a good party song I can use as a theme for you?
What about, we're going to make this a night to remember.
I'm thinking about something like, you know, my generation can think of, like Celebration, right? Doesn't everybody know that song? I know, it's old. All right, he's laughing at me again. Get my walker over here.
Where is that a word?
I could sense it coming out of the microphone. Anyway, Xander Gibbs joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me and his perspective on things. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right, listen, we're going to start off. We'll go to the crazy ones in a minute, but this one was driving me crazy the other day. And San Francisco has now said that 22 states... You will not be reimbursed for, you are not allowed to go to because of their restrictive abortion laws. Now, this is from the mayor of San Francisco and their board of supervisors, so to speak. In any state that has any kind of restriction on abortion, you will not be allowed to have events there or go there, which I think is kind of weird. Anyhow, why not keep the money, California taxpayer money, in the state? Have your events in the state. We have all kinds of places here you can have the events at. So, and they don't even want you spending money there for, you know, with vendors that are in those states as well. However, because there's such brain surgeons there, no problem with doing business with China, as you would say.
China! I don't get why this is, but I do think that it's an element, it's a conclave in certain ways. And I've said for a long time, Joe, that I think that the laws around abortion should be federal, because when you leave it for different states to decide for themselves, we all know that some states have stupid people running them. So that doesn't mean that the people in that state are very well represented.
Right.
And so when you allow things to be done on a state-by-state level, it means that, you know, no disrespect to all liberals, but the liberals get to liberalize that state, even with the rules and laws regarding abortion. And that's concerning for me, you know, as a Christian, as a conservative, as an American. But then to try and kind of spread this, I don't even know what to call it politely. So in order to try and spread it
BS.
Further, they then...
How about BS?
Yeah.
Let's spread this BS.
Yeah. Let's call it BS. they try and spread this further by not allowing, you know, federal employees to go to certain states. And I don't like that ideology of control.
You know, what's funny is I'm reading this and you're speaking, Massachusetts is on that list. Now, Massachusetts is one of the most liberal states in the country, but their test or their guidelines is any state that restricts abortion after 24 weeks, because, you know, for some odd reason, after 24 weeks, it's still a blob of cells, so they think. But if, you know, yes, that's what some states have done, is they've gone and said, okay, you can have an abortion up to 24 weeks. They're saying any restriction on abortion. And so since Massachusetts has a restriction on abortions after 24 weeks, then and it's strictly for the life of the mother. So if the mother's life is in danger, they say, okay, you can go ahead and do it. So even that's too restrictive for these nut jobs in San Francisco.
I think we need to get down to the nitty-gritty, Joe, about where life starts. And I think that most kind of educated people agree that life begins at conception,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, saying, oh, it's a blob of cells or whatever, kind of it diminishes the rights of that life.
Yeah,
as I'm concerned.
And more and more doctors and scientists have come on board over the years and said, you know, no, it starts at life. There is an energy level. There is a life level there that starts at conception, and we need to take that into consideration. But because I believe in taking, you know, smaller bites, I always say the same thing. All right, give me a week. Tell me what week it starts at, what day, what's the number we can agree
right.
on? Because apparently now, even after it leaves the birth canal, it's still not a life. Right? I mean, when you think about some of the states that have laws, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly. was it New York that recently were talking about instituting? I don't know if they actually did.
They did.
A law that you could kill your child after it was born.
Yep. Yeah. The mother.
But the
caveat is if it was a botched abortion. Now, I haven't read anything in there that says otherwise. But apparently, if the woman tries to have an abortion and the baby's born anyway, full term, and it's fine, she could still decide to abort it because the mindset was it was never meant to be anyhow.
But I think that's playing God, whichever way you look at it.
I'm with you.
You know.
Yeah, right.
Because what to do is engage us in this what-if game. And I don't play what-if games. Let's kind of deal with situations when they come along. Because for me, you know, in all of this, the fetus has done nothing wrong, has it?
No. No. Talk about innocence at its finest, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just amazing. All right. We'll be back in a minute. Look, don't go too far. There's so much I want to get to. I want to get to that transgender cyclist who set the women's world record. The only problem is that technically they would have never, never have qualified for a men's championship run. And then this one, I just can't let this. The Texas judge, this is so egregious and pathetic. The Texas judge who sided with the mom to allow a 7-year-old to start his transgender transition, and he doesn't want to, and he didn't want to. And the mom says that dad is bullying him. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And this one here, man, this is your side of the pond. At a British university who decided that, got to stop clapping, man, because it's not inclusive enough. Anyway, I'm Joe Mastini.
Seriously?
Serious. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Sandy Gibb will be back with us once he gets up off the floor in a few minutes. Yeah, you know, it's really funny because these stories that come, some of you will write me and you'll say, look, that's coming out of Europe, Joe. Why do you care? What are you doing? Here's the problem. It may be coming out of Britain. It may be coming out of, but they eventually make its way here. Some of this crazy stuff eventually makes its way here. And I don't want to have to put up with it. I don't have to fight it after our legislators go, well, it's good enough for those people in Europe. To you? They can't manage anything of theirs. Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, including Xander Gibb. We'll be right back. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are some messed up white people. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, part of the solution. Wouldn't that be nice? Right? I want you engaged. I do want you involved. You know, yeah, I know who you tuned in for tonight. It wasn't me. I know exactly who it's for. You know what I'm saying? We're back at it, and Xander Gibb now has gotten up off the floor. Now back with us. I mean, some of this stuff is just so asinine, and we were talking about it during the break. First, Xander, thanks for being with me. I always love the time I have with you on the weekends here.
It's a pleasure, Joe, and mostly yours, yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Hey, listen, in your neck of the woods, where the air has got pretty thin, I guess, there's a British university that has decided that, well, clapping isn't inclusive enough, right? And Oxford University, you know, Oxford University, isn't that like, you know, a high-end,
yeah,
right? I mean, yeah. Seriously, most of these kids, I would think, have more than two brain cells to rub together.
For sure, yeah.
Right?
But then, one would hope, you know, it's very hard to get into these establishments.
Yeah, well, this is the second British university in 2 years to pass such a process here. So the student newspaper at Oxford University in the United Kingdom is reporting that the school student council will encourage the use of jazz hands, the British sign language symbol for applause, rather than clapping, because clapping and applause causes anxiety. Now, I'm sorry, but if clapping at something good triggers you in an anxiety moment, you got to go get help, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is acceptable if you're talking about in a school for children with developmental disabilities.
Sure, agreed.
Or a facility for adults with developmental disabilities. But most of us don't have an issue with a round of applause. And it's kind of like, you know, when you see these events having signs saying, you know, there will be flash photography, you know, for people with epilepsy so they don't end up having a seizure.
Sure.
Now, I don't mean this to sound mean, but if you know this, if you know you have an issue with clapping, and there's going to be potentially clapping at an event, what is the simple solution? Don't go!
I see. I say the same. And Piers Morgan's got a, I mean, what happened to him? I think he got hit with a conservative bug or something. So he sends.
Yeah, I think it's because he's good pals with Donald Trump.
Is he?
That's what I think it is. He's seeing the light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm beginning to like Piers Morgan more and more.
Yeah, well, that's part of why he's not on CNN anymore either, because they can't stand his conservatism. Hey, he goes.
Exactly.
He puts out a tweet, says, "Your ban on clapping to stop students with anxiety being triggered and the use of silent jazz hands instead? Well, guess what? Performing jazz hands is racist, although I don't know why or how, unless he's just poking them." He says, "Your new rule excludes blind people, so how are you going to make them feel marginalized? And please, just grow a pair, you imbeciles." So I thought the tweet was wonderful.
Yeah.
So Piers Morgan,
yeah.
Right?
I've got to say that, you know, it's back to that issue of kind of changing things for the few again, isn't it?
Yep.
Rather than the many. And I think the concern is that when you're doing that, you know, I want everyone to feel comfortable. But, you know, when I enter a building, I want everybody to flock to my feet and call me Your Majesty. But that's not going to happen at social events. So it's not fair then, Joe, that they don't make these changes for me, but they can stop people clapping.
I know. I'm always amazed at how do they pick. And, you know, and it's really funny because I was going off one night about how, why do we make so many changes for the few? Why is it that, you know, 2% of the population we are changing languages in contracts and, you know, everywhere else. You know, we're pulling out the words men and women and we're putting person in there in California.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, why do we do that? And again, not to marginalize transgender people, it's not what the goal to do here is, but it's why. Why does everything in life have to change, right?
Should I tell you why?
Please do. Enlighten me.
People are afraid of being called a phobic, you know? People will, they'll build another table for you rather than be called discriminatory or racist or bad or wrong. And the thing is, at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do, isn't
yes.
there, Joe? Really?
True. You know, it's funny because people think that guys like you and I, we have no sympathy, we have no this, we have no, I go, look at it, here's how it works. I don't have a problem with certain things being changed or, you know, here we go. I'm going to say handicapped people, and somebody's going to get mad at me and say, no, they're differently abled. Look, I don't mean it in a negative way, but everybody understands the word handicapped. Who was it? George Carlin went off on PTSD, all right? And he said, you know, we have to make everything soft. We have to make everything sound okay. Why don't we leave it alone, and then people will get the message. PTSD sounds like somebody who just can't get their letters together. But when you say shell-shocked, you know what that means. And you know that person
right.
might be, you know, set off by something. You're not going to start, hey, dude, want to light this firecracker off of me? You're not going to do something like that. But when you do PTSD, people now have to start thinking, what does that mean? Well, I'm going, you know, he's so right. He's gone, but he's so right. And think about how long ago he was talking about that stuff. He saw it coming.
I think we have to laugh about it, you know, because you know, as a comedian, as a funny person, I use a wheelchair. I make jokes about my wheelchair and that kind of thing because this is how we kind of normalize things. Not by saying, oh, don't look at the wheelchair, don't touch the wheelchair, don't mention the wheelchair, because that kind of like elevates
yep.
the issue.
Yep.
Because for me, it's not an issue. And for most disabled people, you know, it's not an issue either. But I think it's the same with this kind of thing. Because the thing is, if you have special needs, I'll give you an example. I'm going to the theater in a couple of weeks. And I have to make sure it's accessible. I have to make sure there's a bathroom. And all of these things. But if the place I'm going doesn't have those things, then I'll find another theater. I don't expect them to build a bathroom for me.
You won't go
because
sue them and...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, I watch people fighting over the fact that, you know, you shouldn't open the door for somebody in a wheelchair because then you make them feel marginalized. You make them feel like they're going, wait a minute. I would open the door for anybody, especially if I got there first or I saw somebody struggling with a door. Or maybe they had their hands full, you know, one kid on one hand, one kid on the other. What? So now common courtesy is now making somebody feel marginalized. I open the door for a woman, I'm making her feel marginalized. Are you people sick? Yes, they are.
Yeah. In answer to that question, very simple question. Yeah, very simple answer.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's my grandmother, my grandfather, the, you know, you be nice to people, especially women, and that was their day, right? That was the thought process. Stupid little things, you know. Somebody put a picture up of a woman walking down the sidewalk, and the woman was on the inside, and the man was, I'm sorry, it was the other way around. The woman was on the outside, you know, closer to the street, and the man was on the inside. And somebody said, what's wrong with this picture? Now, I didn't think about it for a second, but it came to me that the proper way, if you would, proper etiquette is the man walks on the outside. Woman walks on the inside. It's a protective thing, right?
Right.
And you go, so why? And people are making fun of that. I go, so why is that bad? Why was that bad? Why was it bad to want to protect or I don't know. I'm confused.
It's totally confusing to me, but... You know, I went for lunch on Thursday. As I was coming out, there was a woman helping an older guy out, and there I am in my wheelchair. I come through the double doors, I get through, and I hold open one of the double doors. You know, I would rather help and it not be needed than do nothing.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. No, I hear you. They're almost making us afraid to do simple. Nice things, and that's what they're pushing for, right? They want more compassion and niceness towards people, but God forbid you do it. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, well, one of our favorite subjects. I just don't get this. The transgender cyclist who set the women's world record, but would have never been able to qualify for the men's record. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Yeah, and it's so irritating, and when Xander and I were talking about this, it's kind of like, and you'll hear us, you know, get a little more detailed in the fact that they still have, going through the transition, they still have the male physique, the male muscle makeup, the male bones, bone structure. And they're still stronger. It's a biological fact. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Xander and I will be back in just a few minutes.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Show me your host. Let me hit that again, because I can't seem to talk right now. It's hilarious, isn't it? We're back, and one of my favorite people to have on the show, Xander Gibbs, joins us like he does every week. And, man, we're hitting every issue under the sun. Hey, Little Trudeau was re-elected this week.
Little Trudeau, I love that. Yeah, it just shows you that Canadians don't have very good taste, do they? Do you know what I mean?
You know, remember the Archie comics?
No, I'm too young to remember the Archie comics.
You put the right hat on him, he looks like Jughead, but that's beside the point. Anyway, but you know what was funny was, think about it, there were three candidates, and you're into the political numbers, you'll get this. There were three candidates, he got 31% of the vote. On top of that, I think it was about 60% of the country, if you break it down like we have our electoral college in our areas, 60% of the country did not vote for him, right? A big swatch of the west part of Canada did not vote for him. He lost in that area.
How did he win?
Because like we would, if we got rid of the electoral college, you would only need the big cities to win. It's similar, but when you look at the big picture, the landmass, and you have even the popular vote two-thirds of the country, the whole left side of the country, he lost in those areas. But because the right side of the country is so, when I'm, you know what I mean by that, the east side of the country is so,
yeah,
so much more populated and so much more liberal, he won there. But again, three people running, he only got like 31.8% of the vote. He's having a hard time putting it's a parliamentary country, so he's having a hard time putting a coalition together. He's now going to have to work with those that are a lot more conservative than he is.
Well, that, I think that that's kind of an interesting concept, because the guy is so far left, he's like a Narnian. It's a worry, really. I mean, his father would be proud, wouldn't he?
Yes.
You know who his dad is?
Wasn't his mother a hooker?
Definitely.
Or something?
His mother was very loose, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I mean, we'll probably get a note from him or somebody who likes him soon, but we're just repeating what we've heard. Don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
Allegedly,
allegedly.
She was quite loose. Like that word.
Allegedly.
So,
Fidel Castro.
Oh, well.
Justin Castro.
There you go. The transgender bike rider, bicycle rider, apparently she hasn't gone, or he hasn't gone through the transition. That's where I have a hard time. You're just because you say you are, make the commitment. Then I'll change your pronoun or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's making me nuts. Apparently, this person is transitioning from male to female. However, had broke shattered records on the female side, no duh, because he still has the body mass, the body size, and the body makeup of a male. And now he couldn't qualify. If he would have run in the male races, he couldn't qualify as a male. I mean, he couldn't qualify in the male leagues. I don't know what the solution is here other than to say no. Until you make the full transition, you can't play in the female leagues, or until your testosterone level or whatever they're using. I don't know.
I would go on further than that, Joe, because I think it puts the other people involved at a significant disadvantage. If you were born a man and you transition into being a woman, you should not be able to play in female sports because it puts you at a significant advantage.
Yeah.
I think that that's perfectly acceptable. And people out there, you know, don't write in and say that Xander Gibb is discriminant against transsexuals, because it's not true, but I think everybody should get a fair go.
Yeah.
And they're not getting a fair go if there are people that are competing with them that were born the opposite sex to what they are now and have the physical. Because, you know, most people that transition from male to female are not, how can I put this politely, they don't have like a feminine stature because they were born a man.
The bone structure doesn't change. The muscle structure doesn't change. They still, there's a lot of things that are just still there. And I tell people all the time, it's not fair. Do you really think that in the weightlifting world that a woman and a man, same age, same makeup, if you would, you don't think the man has an advantage? I mean, you're really going to look me in the face and say, no, they're the same? Because they're not. And the thing that bothered me about the bike rider is he went on to say he's at a disadvantage because he has to show up. They're already looking at him like this, like, you know, it's not fair that he's there. He has to fight off all this negativity. And I'm going, oh, wait a minute, cry me a river.
But it's not fair that he is there, you know?
Yeah, no. He was saying that's what creates a disadvantage for him, because it's not fair that they're picking. Basically, it's not fair that they're picking on him and making him feel like an outcast. That's what the part of the story was.
I'm sorry, but I have zero sympathy.
This one's going to send you into orbit. So a Texas judge, this guy's been fighting for a couple of years. I've had him on my show. His mother said, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest so we don't run out of time, but, you know, his mother says that he wants to be a girl. He presents himself as a girl at her house. The father says that's not true. He presents himself as a boy at my house. And even the school says he tends to want to dress and be like a boy. But the mother is a child psychologist. So she's been fighting this, and she's been getting people on her side and getting people behind her. And a jury ruled to give her sole and total custody and allow her to start the transitioning. Thank God the government jumped in. Another judge jumped in and said, no, stop. This is not how it's done. At the mom's house, she made him wear dresses. And if you listen to if you read the transcript, you know, it's another one of those times where it's like, Mom, I want to be like you. That doesn't mean he wants to be a girl, and vice versa. If my daughter says, Dad, I want to be like you, I don't go, okay, well, we need to go talk to a hormone specialist, right? I mean, we've gone too far
No.
with this.
Yeah, I think if you're an adult, whatever you do with your body is your business. But when it comes to children, it's kind of tantamount to child abuse if you are filling your kid with hormones and hacking bits off of them. You know, I don't think kids know what they want for breakfast, never mind what sex they should be. Not at 6 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm thinking it's at the end of the day. If your kids want to dress in a certain way and you're cool with that, okay, that's fine. But to me, it is borderline child abuse when you're a kid full of hormones and allowing them to transition at 6 years old. No court in the land should be ordering that.
So I want
especially
you to,
if the kid doesn't want it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, listen. When you think about all the things we don't allow minors to do, we don't allow them to vote, they can't drink, they can't, think about all those things that we don't allow them to do, which are not as major a decision as, Mom, give me some hormone blockers. Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Standard. So it drives me nuts. And if you argue with them to your point, they immediately raise that finger, shove it in your face, and say, hey, you are you're transphobic or you're homophobic or whatever. You're just homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm America's biggest homophobe. So,
apparently you are,
I think that's hilarious.
All right. So I didn't check this story out in total, but again, it's from your part of the world, and I did find it on a couple of sites. And I already know your take on this, and the difference is the reason, people say, well, you just bring him on because he's anti, they think you just said it a minute ago, you're anti-gay. Go, yeah, okay. So the gay guy looks in the mirror and goes, oh my God, I'm against myself, right? So anyhow.
I hate myself.
No, I said no, but there's a common sense here. There's a school that forced 6 year olds to write gay love letters to teach them acceptance and diversity. And I'm going, all right, here's the deal. Forget the gay part of this. I wouldn't have my 6 year olds write love letters to another girl, to I don't know. Why? I'm just stuck on why.
I can't answer that. I really can't.
And they don't because allow the them thing is, on Valentine's Day, they won't allow them to give out cards and stuff. So why do this? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just astounded. That schools, you see, we've had this in this country as well, all of this liberal lefty BF, from a perspective of, equality and et cetera, et cetera. When does equality begin and end when you have to write gay love letters to your peers in class,
The superintendent of schools or the equivalent to said the children are going to be out in that world. They're going to have that diversity around them. They need to know how to deal with it. And I'm going, no, actually, not at six.
No.
All they need to be taught is how to respect other human beings, respect other people, and the rest of it will fall in place as they grow in the family. The family will teach it to them as they go. I just.
Exactly.
Shoot me.
it actually, unfortunately, has got to that point because what is happening is that if you do disagree, you're labeled as a hater. So let's look at that. I'm not a parent. I know you are.
Yeah.
Let's look at this from a parent perspective. Your kid comes home and says, "Daddy, my teacher just asked me to write a love letter to Johnny, a boy in my class." And he's not gay, and I'm not gay, and I don't really want to do this.
I'd be in the classroom the next day. And if there's still something going on,
I'd
be in the classroom that day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is getting worse, and I just don't get it. It's like we don't teach our kids to be heterosexual at 5 years old or 6 years old. It's just
no.
Kind of, we're just teaching Johnny to put his toys away every night when he goes to bed,
Yeah.
Get him off
sure.
the floor so I can step on the Legos. Give me a break. Anyway.
But I think they're...
Xander Gibb always gives me... Listen, if you want to hear the full... Somehow that came up short about a minute. So if you want to hear the full one later on, we'll have it up on the podcast. You can grab it. But XanderGibb.com. Go to XanderGibb.com. His show starts next week. You don't want to miss it. All right? Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. A lot more coming up in the next hour.
FBI agents manipulating Flynn's file. The most young people support hate speech. This is crazy. We'll be back in a few minutes.